This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Basket and Phelps, NBA playoffs tonight. 7 o'clock, NBA TV. Cavs, Orlando Magic. I don't know if you'll be able to watch it on NBA TV. I was trying to watch it the other night on NBA TV, and boom.
How'd that go?
Went to blackout. Didn't go well, so I think I went over to Bally's, and it was there. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call. You can always hit us up on social media at CLE Talking Heads. We start off this hour by getting more insight, more information, and giving you everything you need to know about the Orlando Magic and the Cleveland Cavaliers. We turn to our good friend, Sam Amico from HoopsWire.com. Again, he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Sammy.
Samuel.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We are doing great. You ready for game three? What do you think?
I'm probably pretty close to ready, yeah.
Okay. Are you taped up? Are you stretched out?
That's good to know.
Did you get your free throws? Get the lactic acid flowing?
I got to get a little more stretching in, but other than that, I think I'm good.
Hey, make sure your fingers are good because you got to type. We got to get good stuff out of you. What do you think of tonight's game? Because I seem to be on an island for this one. I'm curious what you think.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, they always say, right, a series doesn't start until both teams have played a home game. So here we go. And the one thing that we've seen in this series so far is that Orlando cannot shoot from the perimeter very well, which, you know, kind of was a little bit of a problem during the season. But now, I mean, there are some wide open opportunities for them that they just have not been able to knock down. I expect that to change when you play a game at home. You're a little more comfortable in your own arena. So with that in mind, you know, things could go differently, be a lot closer. I really don't think we're going to get a feel for it until they actually play the game because, you know, the Cavs, in January, were one team, and I felt like I was covering one team in January, and then came the post All-Star break, and it seemed like I was covering a different team. So, you know, the regular season, the way they finished, kind of leaves you open to some doubts here going into Game 3. At the same time, Orlando has not led in this series, and you can see the Cavs' experience shining through.
How could the Cavs mess it up, Sam? And I don't think they will, and I don't necessarily think they can, because I think they're a better team than Orlando.
Yeah, it would be tough for them to mess it up. And I think, you know, the one thing that's kept them in this, or that's made them dominate this series, is their defense. Obviously, holding Orlando, you know, hasn't been able to hit 90 points in either game. And the Cavs haven't been dynamite by any stretch offensively. Defensively, they have. And even Donovan Mitchell after the last game, especially Mobley and Allen, Donovan Mitchell challenged them after the last game and said, you know, that both have had great series so far. He said, don't just let it stay in Cleveland. Bring that game with you to Orlando. Allen's obviously been a terror underneath in terms of rebounding. Both of them have been able to, you know, Orlando, like I said, can't hit outside shots, and Allen Mobley have made their lives inside very difficult, even though the Magic have a great size. So I think the one thing that the Cavs, you know, they have to keep it going defensively, because they're still not, it doesn't seem like they've been, you know, real super cohesive and putting up great numbers offensively. It's their defense that has really made them, or you know, put them in the lead in this series and really made Orlando a non-threat.
Yeah, there really haven't been any. What I think about when I think about the series is that we can talk about Garland playing well, we can talk about Mitchell playing well, but I don't really have these vivid memories of watching them play well together on the floor. It's been like, well, when Mitchell's playing really well, Garland just stands back a little bit. And I'll be honest with you, when you're using the big guys and they're making plays underneath the glass, I'm good with it.
Yeah, right. And you're right, Andy. They have not looked, Mitchell and Garland, when on the floor together, haven't looked bad. They right. just haven't been Look. What you expect or hope for, right?
Yeah.
I think the other thing, too, is you're really going to need some scoring, or at least the threat of some scoring from the bench. Now, J.B. Bickerstaff obviously only using three guys. First game he used off the bench, and then the first game he used four. Sam Merrill played a few minutes. But you're talking, you know, George Nyang, Caris LeVert, and Isaac Okoro coming off the bench. And they've all had decent series. They just haven't been scoring. Okoro's looked really good. I think that you're hoping to get more point production from LeVert. You need George Nyang or Max Strus to make some outside shots. That's why you went out and got them this last offseason. They haven't done that so far. So I think the Cavs will win if they get one of those guys, whether it's LeVert, Nyang, or Strus, to put up, you know, 10, 15 points anyway, and really give them the boost they need offensively.
You just mentioned the thing I was going to ask you about next, Sam. You brought in Max Strus, you brought in George Nyang to lengthen the bench a little bit. You know, clearly, that's what you had in mind. You also brought them in to hit some three-point shots, and that's not happening so far. How big of a problem is that? How big of a problem could it be? Is it essential for the Cavaliers to get out of this series that those guys warm up?
Yeah, you need to get them going. They need to get going. And that's critical, like you said, if they move beyond this first round, which most people expect them to do. But you're not going to get much further if your outside shooters aren't knocking them down. And, you know, Mitchell, I think, was 2 of 8 last game from three. Garland did a decent job shooting from three, pretty nice third quarter. But, yeah, Strus and Nyang and Merrill, when he plays, when those guys are out there, that's why they brought you here, to knock those down, especially at this time of year. So, you know, for the Cavs, hopefully one of these games against the Magic, one of them will get into a rhythm and start hitting those shots. And I do think it's vital. You know, Caris LeVert's done a really nice job defensively. I do think it's vital that he gets going one of these games, whether, you know, it doesn't have to be a 30-point night, but 15 to 20-point range, and just gets in the flow. He seemed a little bit out of it, which is interesting because he had the best series last year against the Knicks. So one of those guys off the bench, or Strus, needs to start hitting here soon.
Sammy, how do you feel about the upgrade in physical play during the playoffs? I know we talk about this every year, but I don't think it's – I think the Cavs, if they learned one thing from the Knicks last year, they learned that, and that's – they haven't been afraid of the physical play in the first two games, and I just think it's one of the catalysts to the reason they're up 2-0.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that was – they heard the same narrative we did all season after that Knicks series. And it was a point of emphasis going into the playoffs. Orlando's got great size. You know, I mean, you're talking the starting front line of 3'6'10 or 6'11 guys and Jonathan Isaac and all-star Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. So, and then they bring Mo Wagner and Wendell Carter off the bench. So, I mean, they're a really big team. And the Cavs knew that going into the series that, hey, you know, let's put that narrative to bed. Let's show that we're not going to be pushed around or out-physicaled or outsized underneath the basket. they've done an excellent job of that so far. So, you know, so far so good. Again, can you do it on the road? Can you play that style on the road when the Magic are certainly going to have more energy at home? Obviously, remains to be seen.
Sam, I think it's really interesting. And Sam Amico joining us from HoopsWire.com. You can read all of Sam's coverage of the playoffs, the NBA, the Cavaliers, HoopsWire.com. I think it's really interesting that Jared Allen caught some grief last year when he said the lights were a little too bright for us against the Knicks. Man, has he responded. What is he doing? Is he doing anything differently, or is he just carrying over what we've seen him do at times in the regular season into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think that he was motivated and determined a little bit by the lights are too bright comment, you know. But I would say right now he's just staying within himself and playing how he knows to play, you know. And he showed during the regular season, really career year for him, just carried over the playoffs and really just playing with a great amount of energy. And, you know, I don't know that he's doing a whole lot differently other than he just happens to be averaging 19 rebounds a game in the first two games. So I think that's been a big point emphasis for him is crashing the glass and then contributing offensively without needing the ball, which is basically his game.
Sammy, what did you think of the Miami game last night as they were able to beat Boston by 10?
I think I was with everybody else. You're stunned. You know, without Jimmy Butler to go into Boston and win a game two after getting dominated in game one. If you're the Celtics, you know, you won the Eastern Conference by 14 games, which was the most since like 1976 anybody's won a conference. And yet they came into the playoffs. People weren't considering them up there as dominant as, you know, the 2018 Warriors or the 2016 Cavs. I mean, this was a team that had a lot of question marks. And now, you know, you're looking at a series that could linger, that if you're Boston, you should have been able to put this away pretty quickly. I just don't know. I have not picked Boston to come out of the East in anything I've done, whether it's been with you guys on the website, wherever, only because of this reason. And Miami, look, just, this is when they play their best every year, thanks to Eric Spoelstra, I think.
What do you think about the West? Anybody going to beat Denver? Oklahoma City has such a really nice young team, Sam, but I don't know that they're ready.
It's hard to pick against the Nuggets just because, obviously, they look so playoff savvy, overcoming a 20-point deficit against the Lakers with really – their stars not playing that well until the end, Jamal Murray playing well at the end. I think it's a long shot, really, even though they finished with, you know, they didn't finish with the number one seed. And you're right about the Thunder. Really nice, young, upcoming team. But it's veteran teams that tend to advance historically in the postseason. And I think that's what gives the Nuggets a pretty clear edge. You know, you look at teams like the Clippers and Mavs are probably going to go seven. The Minnesota Timberwolves, really nice year. But again, a little bit of youth there. It's hard to pick anybody but Denver coming out of the West. And Phoenix Suns, what a mess. They were supposed to be the team to beat and just look terrible against Timberwolves so far.
All right, Sam, prediction on tonight's game?
I am going to go with the Cavs by seven. For you gamblers out there, I'll throw in the point spread.
And then,
but I'll just say the Cavs, it's going to be a lot closer. I think Orlando's going to take their first lead in the series. But I just think in the end, you know, whoever has the best player on the floor, especially at this time of year, tends to win the game regardless of where it is. And I think one of those guys that we talked about, whether it's Strus, Niang, LeVert, you know, somebody's going to get going, and your role players are always the biggest reason you can win on the road. So I'll go with the Cavs, and then they'll take care of it on Saturday with a sweep.
Oh, Sam Amico and Andy Baskin thinking exactly alike. That's why you
Boy,
are
that's
truly.
Troubling.
Good
that
luck.
Is
luck,
a friend
Sam.
Of the show.
Good
Thank
good
you,
luck,
Sam.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
He is Sam Amico. Make sure you're reading him. HoopsWire.com, 216-474-0092. Ah!
And he's now on his way to a doctor to get his head checked out.
No way. Is Amico right? Are we headed towards a sweep? 216-474-0092.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jared Allen has been a star for the first two games of this best-of-seven series against the Orlando Magic, which now turns to Orlando tonight as the Cavaliers try to take a 3-0 lead against the Magic. 7 o'clock tip-off tonight. Cavaliers winning Game 1, 97-83, winning Game 2, 96-86. And, Jeff, you know, we talk about Jared Allen. You know, we're talking about, you know, 10 rebounds a game right now, 7.5 defensive rebounds a game in this series between the two that they played. And Jared Allen, to me, I think Sam hit it best when he said he heard the noise that was going on last year and the big guys with him.
Well, he made the noise, remember? He said the lights are too bright.
Right, but also the fact that it just – and then it just came – maybe it just blossomed and got bigger about just being too soft and not being able to be that kind of a team. I don't know – like if they were playing the Knicks right now, I don't – it might be – it'd be totally different. But they're not playing a team like the Knicks right now. They're playing Orlando, which is great because it gives you a stepping stone to get to the next round if you can win. But he has shown, and Mobley has shown too, that getting physical is not going to be a problem, and we're not going to sit around for a year complaining about the fact that, man, what happened to that team?
I've just been real impressed with Jarrett, but you know I'm a Jared Allen fan.
Yeah.
I liked him when he was a member of the Nets. And when the Cavs picked him up, I thought, man, that's a great deal. And it was well done. Well done by the Cavs to pick him up. I've heard rumblings from folks, you know, well, you don't need both Evan Mobley and Jared Allen.
Since the end of last
blah,
year.
Blah, blah, yes. Blah. I'm sorry. Those two guys have shown you in the first two games of this series as if they didn't do it all season long. They can play together. You don't have to have Evan Mobley going out on the floor and spreading the floor like crazy. These two guys can play together. I mean, there it is, Andy. They've been terrific. And it how do you want to coach it up? Coach them up to play together. And that's what's happened. It's been beautiful. And you move one or the other, that'd be silly. You already are lacking size. Dean Wade's out. What are you doing? You're in trouble, right?
Right.
You don't have the extra size. So I hope Evan and Jared are here together for a very, very long time. I just think they're both terrific young players. And Jared's still a young player. You know, even though he's been around forever, he's only, what, 26 years old. He just turned 26. And I think they're critical to the future of this franchise.
Do you think
more critical than the two guards?
Do you, But we always want to talk about the guards over those two.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Is that?
Well, that's because I think that's where.
Because Mitchell's the best
player on
the team?
I think there's more overlap there.
Okay. So do you think JB Bickerstaff has done anything different in the first two games of the series, or has it just been chance the way things have come out? Think about game two.
That's a great question.
Donovan Mitchell came out and got hot early. And if you're Garland and you're smart like he was in this situation, you got a player who's on fire, you're going to back off. Let them go until the run is over. I just think that's smart basketball. That's good basketball.
The only thing I've seen, Andy, that looks a little different from the regular season, and I don't mean to say this because it's going to sound like I'm bashing Darius Garland, and I'm not. You know, I've thought since he was drafted that Darius is a good NBA player. It just seems like he's not tried to force much of anything. And there have been moments where he dribbles a little too much sometimes, and I know he sometimes gets himself in trouble in that regard, but it doesn't look like he's tried to force very much. Is that Darius? Is it just two games? Is it JB? I don't know what it is. I just know you can put two big guys to use in a game and make it work. We've seen that. I mean, there it is. It's on display. It's perfect. It's tough to do that with two ball-dominant guards who are of similar size. Forget the size, two ball-dominant guards, period. Add in the fact that they're both, you know, 6'1". That doesn't help you a whole lot. Either Darius has let the game come to him a little bit more, JB has told him to do that, circumstances of just two games, I don't know. All I know is I really like the way it's looked. And to me, it shows, without question, the two big guy combination is terrific. And it also gives me a little bit more hope that if the Cavs don't do anything drastic this offseason, let's say Donovan resigns, does this make you think it can work a little bit better with Darius? I've always wanted to see them try to make it work because they're two really good players.
I just don't see it. It doesn't. Do you really see it? I don't.
Really see what? See it working together?
Yeah. Like,
it has in the first two games, but again, the whole,
but it hasn't, like, there hasn't been chemistry.
Well, the whole caveat here is that Orlando has stunk. That doesn't go away, and I wonder, you know, it's two games. Is Orlando stinking, tainting the series, and what we're seeing with the Cavs? All I know is that the two big guys have looked really good together. Point total's about the same. Rebounding has been terrific. Jarrett's been incredible. Donovan's been really good, and I love the way Darius has played in the first two games of the series. I don't like the way that Strus and Niang have shot the ball. 1 of 9 on threes in each game. That's not why they're here.
Let's go to Avon. Jason's in Avon. Hi, Jace.
Hey, thanks, fellas. I was wondering, from the first couple of games, you've seen how Wagner was playing kind of like
Mo?
Hans or Franz?
Franz.
Oh, hang on.
We got Franz, the small forward.
Each other up. Okay, go ahead.
But I just wondered what you guys thought, if they're going to extend the bench a little bit and put Tristan or Mr. Morris in if things get a little iffy, especially if Orlando starts off, you know, rough and doesn't get a lead.
That's why Tristan's here, isn't it?
He's not here to be an enforcer.
Yeah, but he can play a physical game.
He's here to be a big man to help out inside.
Jace, I think you're right. So,
bye.
All right, thank you. Jason and Avon, appreciate the phone call. I mean, they haven't had to use the bench. Although no one's going deep in the playoffs. No one's going past, eight, nine guys. Very few teams do.
If they need them, Morris can help, Tristan can help.
Do you expect the game to get more physical? I don't know that helps Orlando.
No, I don't expect it to get more physical.
Orlando has to fix themselves by shooting better.
I just expect Orlando to be better. I could be wrong completely. Hope I am. But I expect them to be better. Don't you?
To be honest, Jeff, the way they played the first two games, I mean, just the fact that they're playing the game means they'll be better. I just don't know if they'll be better enough to beat the Cavaliers tonight. And I'm not trying to sit here. Like, I'm the last guy on earth that wants to sit here and say, take something for granted, do this. But I just know if the Cavs play the way they've been playing for the first two games, and I have no reason not to believe that they won't, that the fact that they're changing scenery, whether you're at home or not, so much of this game is momentum. And if Orlando comes out and can hit a couple buckets and remember how to shoot the basketball, then they're going to be a little bit more successful. How much more successful? I don't know. I do know that I think the Cavaliers have the best player on the floor. When Donovan Mitchell's out there, he's the best player on both teams. To me, it's what I see.
Yeah.
So
you might not be able to say that in a few years with Paolo Banchero.
Okay, but I'm saying
it's not a,
today.
This isn't a few years. This is today. Yeah.
It's right now. And, you know, I also think that in the back of Mitchell's mind, he's like, I want to get back to the second round. I'm tired of getting knocked out early.
What he'd really like to do is to get out of the second round.
At least get out of the first, right?
He's been in six playoff series, and he's gotten out of the first round twice.
So I think that these guys know what's holding them back. I see this giant rubber band holding these guys back. And they know exactly what it was from last year. And they know what it is over a career for Donovan. He needs it. He needs to get past this. He needs to get past that second round. Is he going to be able to do it this year? I don't know. I like the way they're playing. I know that if they do get past the series, man, they're going to have a massive challenge, whether it's Miami or Boston. But that's okay. That's what can take him to the next level. That's what makes him the household name. We already know he's a great player, but he could jump to the next level if he can pull off eight wins. And I don't know how that wouldn't drive a player.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I just hope it doesn't drive him out of Cleveland.
I don't think playoff success would drive him out of Cleveland. I think playoff failure might send him on his way.
Keep rooting for him to have success then, because that's where I'm at.
Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah, I think he's a great player. I hope he is.
I really, really, really
don't want to see him playing for another team and watch Utah make draft picks with what was ours. Because then they got to figure out another way to regroup. And now you're talking about, all right, well, do we want to stay with what we have? Are we staying with Garland? Is this the future if he leaves? I don't want to talk about that stuff. I want to talk about him being able to motivate this team, pick this team up, go on and win, and just be in the same situation that they've been in for games one and two. Because it's been fun, man. I'm digging this. Nelson, Avon Lake. We're hanging in Avon Lake today. What's up, Nelson?
Hi, Nelson.
What's up, boys?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Jeff, I agree with you. Like, to me, like, this team works better when Darius plays that facilitator role. And he just sprinkles in some offense, you know, when he needs to. But you're right. Like, Orlando's, especially the outside shooting has been awful.
Just atrocious.
It's just been terrible. And that's my concern, right? You know, only worry about the series first, right? And then looks like it's going to be Boston, although I don't know. Miami won yesterday, so who knows? But it'll be interesting going forward when you play against a team that has better outside shooting. You know, it'll be interesting for us defensively. But I like what I'm seeing so far. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Nelson. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Nelson.
Yeah, I'm locked in. Locked in tonight. I'll be watching the draft out of the corner of my eye. It'll be on my phone. I know I'll be watching it on my phone.
Well, why wouldn't you?
No, I'm just saying it'd be easy to be locked into the Cavaliers and just wait for them to roll a crawl across the bottom of the screen. This guy's been picked. This guy's been picked. It is. Somebody brought it up on the morning show and said the last time that you were locked into a basketball game over the NFL draft. You know, just saying. Especially in a Brownstown where we normally had a pick in the first round. Tonight's like the perfect storm for the Cavaliers. It is.
Well, it helps.
I mean, even though it's a series that the NBA is just kind of tucked away into a corner.
The NFL draft will still do very well ratings-wise here in town.
For
we,
sure.
We know that.
Yeah, I know. I know. All right, let's talk more about the draft when we come back here in a second. Also wrap up our thoughts on the NBA. If you missed any of the interviews we had today, Tom Withers was with us at 11, Daryl Ryder at noon, Sam Amico at 1, all right there for you on the Odyssey app, the Baskin and Phelps podcast. And then always I would say to you, if you need more information on what's going on with the draft beyond what just Jeff and I are saying today, Daryl Ryder and I have a new podcast up at 92.3thefan.com. It's always game day in Cleveland. 216-474-0092. Your thoughts on tonight, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.